It's 8:24. I'm Catfish Morgan. I bet you Uncle Jack's listening right now.
Hey, Uncle Jack.
Yeah, Jim Bray's dad lives here in Ottawa and always listens. Jim's coming up in just a sec. It's 8:24 and minus one right now in Ottawa.
Expect a cloudy day today. Occasional showers mixed with some wet snow later on this afternoon. That's what I meant
Uncle
to say.
Uncle Jack is shaking his head right now.
Oh, dear. That's not way to go. High of plus four today. Tonight, down to minus five overnight. A clear night. Lots of sunshine tomorrow morning, but windy, cloudy as the day goes along tomorrow. High of plus four. Warm for the weekend. Clouds Saturday. Rain on the way for Sunday. Right now, zero in the capital.
It's fun to talk cars with Jim Bray, our Live 88.5 car crasher. His reviews are at live88.5.com. Click on the startup engine there, and we've got him on the line Skyping in from Calgary this morning. Hello, Jim.
Good morning.
What should we be doing heading into winter for our car, and just to make sure that everything runs a little better and we're a little safer?
Well, most of what you can do can just be handled by your local dealer or, you know, whoever the guy is down the shop. I mean, start off thinking about an oil change. I mean, you might not really need the oil changed yet, but it never hurts. And even think about going to synthetic oil. I mean, it costs a lot more, but it does work better. It doesn't break down as quickly as the conventional oils do. I've been running it in my old Infiniti since I got it, and I just love the stuff. Also, of course, I mean, if you don't have a block heater, you might want to get a block heater, and you don't have to leave the car plugged in all night. You just have to have a couple of hours before you head out to warm it up, and that'll save you some electricity too than if you run it all the time. You know, make sure your battery is checked. Make sure your car is ready for, say, minus 40. And most of the dealers will do this as well. Tire pressure, when the temperatures drop, so does your tire pressure. So, remember, you should check them at least monthly anyway, especially during the winter. And if you do have a tire pressure monitoring system in your car, be prepared for when it gets really cold. It's not going to work.
These things are notorious.
First time it happened with me, I was driving a BMW 7 Series several years ago, and it was the first time I'd experienced a tire monitoring system, and it was about minus 700 degrees Celsius, I think, and then the thing suddenly started announcing that my tires had lost all their pressure, and I should pull over immediately. Well, I was in the middle of nowhere, heading from my city to another one, and I've since discovered that tire pressure monitors do not work when it gets really cold, so just ignore that. Also, check out your tires. I mean, I would highly recommend winter tires. I mean, you can possibly get away with all seasons, but you're going to do a lot better with winter tires. Also, just make sure that your gas tank, you keep your gas tank half full or more, and that cuts down the amount of condensation that forms in the fuel tank. And of course, you may want to throw a blanket in the back seat and, maybe a couple of pieces of carpet to help you if you do get stuck. And maybe a bar of soap and a washcloth in case some Occupy guys come along and want to move into your car while you're stuck someplace.
Or just park the thing all winter.
Yeah, just park the thing in the winter.
Excellent ideas. And we'll talk more with Jim Bray, our Live 88.5 car crasher, in just a bit. His review of the Mini Clubman is coming up in just a moment on Live 88.5.
Day goes along, high of four tomorrow, warmer for the weekend. Right now, zero in the capital.
And our Live 88.5 car crasher, Jim Bray, Skype again from Calgary this morning, and a review of the Mini Cooper Clubman. Tell us about this car, Jim.
Well, the Mini Clubman is kind of a neat little car. I didn't really know what to expect. I hadn't driven a Mini for a few years. I drove the original of the new brand of Mini when BMW brought them back, several years ago. But this is a new generation. They've added a bunch of new models, and the Clubman is kind of like their little station wagon, although it'd have to be a pretty small station, because it's still not a big car. But it has little swing-wide, like clamshell doors in the back that are supposed to be easier for getting stuff in than a regular tailgate. And it might be because the car is quite low, and if it just had a regular tailgate, you probably bash your head into it. So the side opening doors actually work quite well.
Right.
It hasn't got a lot of power. I mean, you can get upgraded engines, but the one I had was pretty well the base model, and it's just a little four banger, 121 horsepower. So it's not a huge performer as far as going off the line. Yeah. But if you keep the revs up, mine had a really beautifully shifting 6-speed manual transmission, and it also has a little system in there by when you press the clutch in and take your foot off the brake to put it on the gas when you're starting up, it will hold itself in place, which is really nice if you're a little bit unsure if you're starting on a hill.
Nice.
Yeah, and I mean, this car was way more fun to drive than it had any right to be. I really enjoyed it, and I didn't know what to expect. I didn't think I'd enjoy it, but I did. I loved it. I don't think I'd buy it. Not my kind of car, but for $25,000, there's a lot of fun in there.
Family fun?
Well, you know, I was actually surprised how roomy the back seat was. I went for a ride with my wife in the back seat, which made it really hard to drive. But fortunately, my son was driving in front. But there's a little suicide door, you know, a rear hinging door that lets you in on the passenger side to make it easier to get in and out of the back seat. And once you're in there, it really has, I mean, I don't need a lot of legroom anyway, but a car like this, you expect to be really cramped. And I wasn't. The seat was comfortable. I had plenty of foot room and leg room, knee room, and, you know, still reasonable storage in the back. And of course, you can fold the seats down when there's nobody back there and get even more storage. So, yeah, all in all, you know, it has this big speedometer in the center of the console by the LCD screen. And it's kind of weird there. And I don't like taking my eyes off the road and long enough to use it. Fortunately, the speedometer is the instrument I use the least. But there's also a digital one in the middle of the dashboard right inside the tachometer. And actually, you know, it has an LCD screen with all the usual functions of that on it. But it's not a touch screen. It's controlled by a little knobby system down on the center console. And it looks like it's going to be a really dumb system, but it's well thought out and it works quite well. There were a couple of things about this vehicle that drove me absolutely nuts, though. Just didn't make any sense. One of them was, you know, it has, you know, the key fob that generally you'd be able to keep in your pocket because it has push button stop and start.
Right.
So in a normal vehicle, you could just leave your fob in the pocket and, you know, press the button and go away. But this one, you have to take the fob, stick it into a receptacle on the dashboard, and then press the start stop button. I didn't understand the rationale behind that.
Yeah, that is weird.
And to get out of the car, you have to pull the door handle twice. The first time unlocks it. The second time opens it. What's with that?
That is kind of odd.
It's pretty nitpicking little stuff, so, and the car still is a blast to drive. A lot of fun.
Cool. It's our Live 88.5 Car Crasher, Jim Bray. All his reviews are at live88.5.com. Click on the startup engine. Thanks, Jim.
You're welcome.
Ottawa traffic on Live 88.5.
This traffic update is for the Ottawa...